It's the story of the promise of South Carolina. Jamie Harrison grew up poor in rural South Carolina, earned a scholarship to Yale, worked hard to reach the American dream, promised to come back home and help. So he taught high school for a year, then helped kids get to college. Now, in challenging times, we need him more than ever to bring South Carolina together. Jamie Harrison for U.S. Senate. What does Lindsey Graham have against older South Carolinians? First, he wants to cut Medicare and Social Security. After 25 years in Washington, Lindsey Graham sure has changed.
Growing up in a small town, Diana Forrester had big plans to become a teacher. But life had other plans. She became a wife and mother, and then lost everything, even declaring bankruptcy when Diana was pregnant with her second child. But they started over, building a business that has now brought hundreds of jobs to our residents. And now she's running for state senate because the American dream is in real danger. Let's get back on track together. Ever wonder what happens deep inside your state capitol while you're sleeping? Career politicians gambling with your money. Let's change the career politics with your vote and bring real change to the 90th district.
Healthcare. It's so expensive. But when Dan Bishop had the chance to help us, he stood in the way. Bishop was the only Republican or Democrat to vote against helping us get cheaper prescription drugs. Worst of all, he sided with them to deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. Instead of us, Dan Bishop stood with a drug company lobbyist supporting his campaign. Colorado's public lands are under attack by state Senate candidate Bob Rankin and special interests. As long as Bob Rankin's in office, our public lands aren't safe.
There's 100 members of the U.S. Senate, and 57 of them are lawyers. It's no wonder we're losing jobs and piling up debt. Sharon Jones is not a lawyer. She's an accountant and a manufacturer, and she knows how to balance a budget and create jobs. Now that's something we could really use.
He took nearly $1 million from the insurance industry and voted to make it harder for people with pre-existing conditions to get coverage. What's happened to Lindsey Graham?
I'm Jamie Harrison, and I approve this message.